Okay, welcome to the call, everybody. This is Shan Stratton. I'm the owner of Core Health Products, based in Arizona. Been in the industry for almost 20 years now, and nutrition and supplementation, hydration has been something that has been a great passion of mine. Core Health Products was created to better educate, not just to provide products, but to better educate the people that are willing to listen and want to learn. We do these kinds of calls every other Tuesday night. It's a passion of ours to try and help people understand, better understand how the body, how important nutrition and supplementation is. We also try and help teach and educate from the experts the importance of clean air, the importance of good sleep, the importance of exercise. And these types of calls, we always try to bring in those experts to bring you guys that information, and I learn as much from these calls as anybody does. Core Health Products is a company that is truly built off of a platform message that you've heard me say over and over and over again, and you'll hear me say it over and over and over as we continue to move forward at all of the events that I speak at, and that is that nutrient utilization is more important than just nutrient consumption. And I think that's very important for people to understand that nutrition doesn't have to be difficult. When we can increase the utilization of the nutrients being consumed, we get more benefit from those nutrients. And the guest that we have on the call tonight understands nutrition probably as well or better than anyone that I've ever known. And to be able to have him on the call, it's an absolute honor. Core Health Products has tried to affiliate with these types of individuals. Many of you that come on these calls know that we have a lot of different experts from all different walks of life, young and old, athlete, non-athlete. The medical community, the chiropractic community, the naturopathic community, whatever it is, we're kind of a melting pot of anybody and everybody that believes that nutrients taken directly from whole foods are more effective than those that are synthetic or fractioned. One thing I will say before I introduce this gentleman here is we have had a lot of experts on, as I said. We'll continue to have a lot of great experts on. But Dr. Tim McKnight is somebody that I've actually become real close with as a friend. We've been invited to speak at several of the same events over the past year. And having been given the opportunity to not only meet Dr. McKnight, but about a month ago, having the opportunity to also meet his wife, and see the type of people that they are, not only on stage or not only on film or on a CD or DVD, but to see how they actually live their life as a couple. I was extremely impressed with who he is. And hopefully many of you know that is something that's extremely important to me in my life, and that is family. And Dr. McKnight certainly puts family and his wife on a pedestal, treats them the way that they should be treated, and I'm just honored to have him on the call. Before we hear from him, let me give you a little bit of an introduction. And it's difficult to do that because the list of his accomplishments goes so very long. But Dr. McKnight is a board-certified family physician with expertise in sports medicine, nutritional supplementation, and bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. He earned his master's degree in nutrition from Ohio State University and even completed all of his coursework for his doctorate in human nutrition before entering medical school. Folks, this is someone that absolutely understands every bit of nutrition, nutritional supplementation, hydration, and that's why he's in such demand. Some of his research publications include studies on the effects of diet, exercise, and trauma on metabolism. So to be able to talk with him tonight on metabolic functioning and things like that, maybe we'll get to hear from him on that front as well. He's currently serving, and this was impressive to me, he currently serves as the president of the medical staff at Trinity Hospital Twin Cities in Ohio, Since 2006, Dr. McKnight has served as the medical director of the Healthy Community Outreach Program, which is a federally funded program. Some of the programs that he's been involved with, folks, over the years, his programs have received over $1 million in grants based upon the information that he is teaching, the service that he is offering to the community in those rural areas. In May of 2012, Dr. McKnight was invited to the White House Rural Council on Rural Health meeting in recognition for his accomplishments and leadership, and even to meet some of the president's cabinet members. So without going into a whole lot more, I think you can see just by some, and I left most of it out, but of his accomplishments and who he is, this individual understands nutrition, understands supplementation, understands how the body functions, and it's such an honor to have him listen and really even give his endorsement to me as a speaker, not necessarily my company, but as a speaker at some of these events, because we have spoken at the same events and teach much of the same things. Now, you'll hear a couple of times throughout the call tonight, he has written a book, which I have read. If you have, if you're looking for information on how alkaline water and nutrition and so on and so forth work together, this book that he's recently written, which is Confessions of a Skeptical Physician, is a must-have for you. You can get it at 6A Tools, that's 6 with the letter A, Tools, TOOLS.com. Stan Etchison runs that website, and he has all those books available for Dr. McKnight. The fantastic book, we're going to plug that a couple of different times throughout the evening. But before, without saying anything else, Dr. McKnight, can you hear me okay, and are you on the call?
I can hear you. Can you hear me, Stan?
Hear you perfectly. Man, I appreciate you taking time. I know we talked a couple of times throughout the day, and each time you were getting ready to teach a class or someone was talking with you about a consultation or whatever. So we really appreciate you taking the time, and it's an honor that you would come on our company call and talk about some of the things that that have made you who you are. So thank you.
Well, Stan, I need to check my identity because that person you introduced does not sound like me. He made it sound really nice. But I have to say that you've sort of become a role model for me. I love your presentations and your passion, and I enjoy listening to you and watching the way you deliver your message, and I hope to be able to develop that same skill level that you have. So this is a really nice symbiotic friendship I think we've developed over the last couple of years, and I'm just happy I can be part of this call and help your listeners in any way I can.
Well, the feeling is mutual, obviously, and it's going to be a lot of fun because we're already getting a lot of requests for you and I to do events together at various locations this coming year. So I know we're already booking into January and February, and that's a great thing. So appreciate you, respect you, and let's jump right in with probably the most important question that I had for you the first time we met, and that is, what has really, I guess, caused you or more importantly allowed you to come from such a pure medical background to more of the alternative, natural, holistic, preventative measures that you and I teach so much about? What really allowed you to do that and make that shift?
I think it really began with my graduate school studies. You know, graduate school is all about nutritional biochemistry, learning the Krebs cycle and glycolysis and how you synthesize fats and break those down and proteins and all those basic biochemistry concepts. And as I went through graduate school, I really enjoyed that. It was really straightforward. It's just a matter of kind of forcing yourself to learn it. And that, you know, you can't refute basic science, and that's the one thing I really hang my hat on is the basic science, basic biochemistry and physiology and anatomy. That doesn't change. We understand most of that fairly well. When I went to medical school, I think, you know, I kind of lost that nutritional background. I wasn't really required to use it. It was more about the first year was basic sciences. And then the second year was pharmacology, and then the next 2 years was clinically, you're in the hospital and you're applying the management and the treatment of disease, primarily with medications, but there's also plenty of interventions that could be done surgically for various conditions. So, you know, the mindset shifted to treating and managing disease. And what I learned when I got into practice is that I really wasn't curing very many diseases. I was simply managing numbers. And with the exception of antibiotics, most medications don't cure anything. They simply manage the condition, allow us to live longer, and sometimes symptom-free with various disease states. And I just felt like that was, well, that's certainly what we expect from our family doctor. That didn't resonate with me because I was more interested in going one step beyond the treatment, and that is, what's the cause of this disease, and what does basic physiology and biochemistry teach me about the cause and the prevention of this disease? And it's pretty simple. You know, our bodies, our cells are made up almost entirely of the food we put in our mouth, so that food needs to be good quality. And from there, we use the building blocks of those foods to build a strong, healthy body. And so I think that was when I made that transition from the allopathic model back to the more preventive, alternative, naturalistic approach. And I just haven't turned back. I'm more and more fascinated with what basic chemistry, biochemistry, physics teaches, because it really supports the things that you and I believe in and talk about.
Well, that's a common theme that we're hearing so often from just those people that are coming on our calls or getting involved with Core Health Products with that medical background, and I think it goes right along with and you would agree with that premise that or the fact that we try and teach that in America we have become so conditioned to be reactive to disease rather than proactive to health that it just seems so much more common sense and rewarding to teach people how to stay away from sickness rather than get well after they're sick.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. You know, one of the things I was thinking about is the body has built-in repair systems. You know, you have cells in your immune system, your immune line, called killer T cells. Their job is to find cancer cells and destroy them. So we have these mistakes, these mutations, every second, someplace in our body, some cancer cell is trying to rear its ugly head. But we have these killer T cells that are operating better than any immunotherapy we could come up with in a lab, finding these mistakes and destroying these non-functional or dysfunctional cells before they become cancerous. We have cellular enzymes that repair and correct misreads in our DNA. When the mutations occur. We have an immune system that is powerfully capable at remembering microorganisms that have infected us in the past. We have these memory cells that can remember thousands of different microorganisms, viruses and bacteria and fungi, and can kill them on the spot just by activating those memories. But we also have cells within our immunity that are capable of finding new pathogens that we're seeing for the first time, and they're able to destroy them. So, you know, our bodies are an amazing creation. I think it's the greatest miracle in the universe. And sometimes we get in the way of that. And really what I think you and I are saying is that we need to support these mysterious healings that really rely on just basic principles of science and provide our bodies with the best food, the best water, the best type of exercise, the most restorative sleep, the cleanest air, so that our cells can function as healthy for as long as they possibly can. There's plenty of research that suggests that we can genetically live to be a very healthy, vibrant 120, 130, 140 years old. But most of us get in the way of that with lifestyles that aren't conducive to supporting that long-term health. So it's the message that I would like to cry from the rooftops is that we need to support this amazing body and its healing processes by what we eat and what we drink and all those other things we've talked about.
Boy, I couldn't agree with you more, obviously, and that that supports so much of what our message, or I try and make our message here at Core Health Products, and that is that we will never be able to duplicate or even mimic what God has provided us. And so in the creation of Core Health Products, our nutritional product line, and we'll talk more about this in a minute, but we have strived every step of the way to take nutrients directly from those foods that God has given us without altering them, without changing them. And that's what allows us to say, you know, if you believe that God's food is the best food, then you should never even consider taking a pill or a product or a drink or anything else that aren't directly extracted from those whole foods and those whole food nutrients. So we'll transition to that here in just a minute. I do want to come back a little bit to the on the medical side. You and I got introduced to each other through a company called Enagic with their alkaline water. How has that, if at all, understanding more about alkaline water, how has that played a role in this conversion from more of the medical to the natural side? Because I know it changed my way of thinking in a lot of ways just in the last 2 to 3 years.
Well, I know that from my years in the research lab, there was many times that I walked away from the lab or from a lecture and I thought, you know, there's a real gray side to science here. There are times in science where it's not clear-cut, where statistically significant is not clinically significant, where decisions are made in a laboratory that sometimes, as much as you want to be objective and unbiased, there were many times in my experience where I felt that I could easily introduce a biasness in it, especially when many of these research labs around the country are run by or have graduate students doing the research who really are trying to advance their careers and get a degree, and if they don't get the results that they need, they don't progress in their career. So sometimes science isn't as black as white as we'd like it to think. And so what I have done is I've changed my focus from my belief systems used to be first science. It has to be proven in science. Well, I've switched that. And what I say is it has to be shown, have to find this in nature. If nature supports this concept, then I'll go to the next level, which is biochemistry, physiology, anatomy, physics. And then if that continues to satisfy my questions, then I will look for the science to support it. And when I was introduced to ionized water, that's exactly the process that I went through. One of the first questions I said was, where anywhere in nature can this water be found? Well, in my research, I found that there were water supplies around the world that had the same chemical properties of the ionized water that we're talking about. So I feel like, you know, that's the process. And the source of this, of course, is mountain runoff streams and other streams of water that are mineralized, that are alkaline, that are rich in antioxidants, and have this ability, this unique property, to become microclustered, which allows the water molecules to penetrate the cells more effectively and hydrate the tissue. So, again, this was the process. This was the progression. It was first, what does nature teach? This water is found in nature. Secondly, is there physiology to support this? And absolutely, our physiology says that we need to be alkaline. Antioxidants are a key to the oxidation reduction potential of the cells. That really is the warning sign of injury and the way that we measure cellular balance and health. And so this is the process that I went through. And then finally, the last line of support was research. Is there research to support this? And when I did the medical reviews, I found research to support it. I didn't find an overwhelming amount, but I'm finding more and more. And the more I've dug into this, the more fascinated I've become with water and all the properties of water that many scientists and clinicians have just overlooked entirely. That water is really the basis of everything that we do. Life itself began in water. And yeah. there's a unique chemistry of water that we're just starting to unravel. And if you read some of the chemists and physicists who are doing this research, you're absolutely fascinated. And that's where my journey's taking me now. So I'm sorry, it's a long answer to a real quick question, a simple question, but that's the answer.
No, and that's perfect. And all of you that are listening to this, understand that he has taken a very difficult topic, if you will, and that's the microclustering and the alkalinity and the ionization and all of that, and he talks about needing the research to back it up. In his book, The Confessions of a Skeptical Physician, that, again, you can get that from 6atools.com, that book, he really lays out a very clear vision of why this technology has allowed him to continue down that path of changing his way of teaching. And I was much the same way. Many of you have heard my story. My story was that I always wanted, or that nutrition was the biggest focus of mine, and I focused on that very much. But now once we realize and think that the body's made up 75% of water, well, that means that only 25% max can be made up from the foods that we eat. That doesn't mean that those foods are less important. It means that we better take even more caution in the foods that we are consuming and then put a lot more focus onto or into the water that we're consuming. And as you said, Dr. McKnight, when you trace that back to the way water used to be, It was all ionized. It had a high ORP. They were microclustered, and we just don't have access to that nowadays without an ionizing processor. And that's one of those areas that brought us together. So let's talk a little bit more about the nutritional side of it as well. And that is knowing that, especially with your background, your degree in nutrition, you and I talk about a lot of the same themes, and we've compared a lot of the same themes. But what in your mind are a couple of the biggest threats that we're facing in America today? You know, my position is that we're not utilizing the nutrients that we're consuming because of that lack of enzymes in those foods. We're lacking the nutritional value, even if the nutritional content might be high. So, you know, what are your thoughts on that and some of the threats you see?
Well, absolutely. I would agree with that statement. It really begins, with the fact that from a clinical standpoint, the diseases that I see and I treat and I manage on a daily basis all have to do with inflammation at some level, and this seems to be the buzzword now at the medical conferences, is inflammation. Well, you take inflammation down to a smaller cellular level or subcellular level, and you're really talking about oxidative stress. Stress is a good thing in nature, but when it becomes excessive, then we have a state of disequilibrium where disease and dysfunction starts to set in. So oxidative stress is really at the core of the disease process for most chronic diseases. So this really comes back to this redox potential, oxidation and reduction. This is the fine balance back and forth that happens in the cell all the time. Oxidation occurs naturally. It's supposed to. Reduction occurs naturally. It's supposed to. But with the lifestyles and the dietary choices that many of us make, we overwhelm our systems, our bodies, with foods that are very oxidizing, with water and drinks that are very oxidizing. So to me, the root cause of disease is oxidative stress. And if we talk about nature's foods and God's foods, one of the things that I've spent really the last 6 years developing with this course that I have is helping people understand what's happened in our nutritional or our dietary changes over the last 100 years in developed countries. And I see 3 or 4 changes that have really compromised our health, and they've all been attempts to make the food more convenient, to extend the shelf life of food, to make it more palatable, to make it more economical to produce, but it's all resulted in compromised nutrition. High fructose corn syrup, transhydrogenated fats, enriched flours. These are three examples of probably the three most common modifications to our food supply, and each one of these in its own way leads to nutritional depletion and oxidative stress. Each one of these contributes to the obesity epidemic to the growing rates of diabetes and heart disease and atherosclerosis and acid reflux and on and on and on, the diseases that primary care physicians deal with. So if we're talking about reversing or preventing these diseases, we need to start with nature's foods, which are unadulterated. They're rich in antioxidants. Most of these foods are alkaline. Most of these foods are fairly hydrating, and we need to use the best hydrating water available to us, and that's back. We're back to the ionized water.
And when you're talking about the foods provided by nature, by God, we talk about most of these foods are alkaline, and most of these foods are some of these other things. But one thing that we do know is that every single food that God provided for us, every single one of them, that in their natural forms have enzymes in them. Every one of them.
Absolutely. And so what do? We have a microwave oven to heat it up to make it more convenient. We have drive-through fast foods where we have our hot meals, and every time we heat those foods up, we do several things to the food. We destroy the natural antioxidants, and we change the structure of the proteins, and we destroy the enzymes that are in those natural foods. Microwave inventions have nothing to do with nutrition. They have everything to do with convenience. And cooking our foods, I think, really, from a naturalistic standpoint, there's only a few conditions or situations where I think cooking our food is a good thing. And I would think most of the time we should not cook our foods. We should try to eat them raw. But most people aren't willing to do that, or it's a difficult behavior modification. So if we're going to continue to eat cooked foods, we definitely need food enzymes to support us, to help us break down those foods and extract all the nutrition that those foods provide for us. So I think food enzymes for me is a fairly new concept, but it makes perfect sense. And I think it's something that all of us need to consider, because we're trying to, as you say, optimize our nutrient utilization. And that only happens when you're able to digest your food completely.
Yeah. And so would you also agree then, Doc, that when you're talking about inflammation being one of the major challenges, especially from a medical perspective, one of the most inflammatory causing activities, I guess is the best word for it, would be the indigestion of nutrients we're consuming. For example, when we consume these meats and these dairy products and things like that, if we're consuming them after they've been cooked or processed, which all of our meats and dairy and so on is, that is and triggers an inflammatory response by the body. So the mere indigestion of nutrients is causing a lot of the challenge that we're seeing, which is inflammatory.
That's right. If you think about the history and evolution of mankind, it's only been the last couple hundred years, and particularly the last 100 years, where we've really felt that we need to heat our foods and process our foods, and this makes the digestive process so much more difficult. These enzymes that are in our gut and that are secreted from our pancreas, they are designed to be able to break down proteins and food components that are found naturally in nature's foods. But when we eat foods that have been altered, those enzymes are less efficient. We also know, and this is really important, with the aging process, every protein in our body is modified. In fact, that's the root cause of aging, is the modification of these structural proteins. So if you're just talking about the enzymes that digest foods, well, those are proteins as well. And if those proteins get altered even to a small degree, they become less efficient at digesting the food. So now what we have, for example, commercial milk, and we're drinking milk that's been pasteurized and homogenized. So the pasteurization process heats the milk to kill the pathogen. One of the predominant proteins in milk is casein. So now we're presenting a coagulated, modified casein protein into our gut, and we're trying to digest that with the natural proteases we have, and we're doing it inefficiently. Because number one, it's been heat treated. Number two, our enzymes with the aging process are less efficient at breaking down and performing their optimal function. And then when we talk about the hydration state, it's also important that for these enzymes to function properly, they need to be surrounded by a shell of good quality water. And this is something that I've recently come across in my research. So back to casein, and just one example, now we're not, I've given you three reasons why we're not able to break down casein to its single unit amino acids. So now instead of a single unit, we have three or four or five amino acids bound together in a given sequence, and that's as far as we can digest it. When that penetrates through the gut wall, our body is very smart, and when it sees something it doesn't recognize, it causes an immune reaction, an inflammatory reaction. So now we have these incompletely digested peptides or proteins penetrating our cell wall, the wall of our gut, where 60-70% of our immune system is lining the gut wall. So now we're absorbing these short proteins, and the body says, I don't know what this is. We're going to try to destroy this, take care of it, so we're going to have an inflammatory reaction. So what we have now are kids who have all kinds of allergies. I see more asthma than I should see. I see more allergic rhinitis than I should see, and I'm convinced that just this one example with dairy products is one of the primary sources of these inflammatory conditions. But in addition to that, we have some of the more disturbing conditions like Crohn's disease and inflammatory bowel disease or colitis, ulcerative colitis. We have Hashimoto's thyroiditis and many of the autoimmune rheumatological diseases like lupus and rheumatism. And all of these are part of this inflammatory reaction. And I think the first line of treatment, if I personally had any of these, I would start with a good plant-based diet with good digestive enzymes to help me completely digest these proteins and break them down and extract all the nutrition that's available in the food.
Well, I love hearing you say that, obviously. I mean, that makes me happy. And the one thing that I will say is Core Health Products has really, that's what we're masters in, is food enzymes. And so when we hear doctor talking about from the medical perspective that the pancreas and all those enzymes and even just the smallest change in that structure causes those enzymes not to be able to function completely and properly. Well, let's take that one step further and everybody understand that the pancreas reduces enzymatic production 12% per every 10 years past the age of 40. So between 40 and 50, you reduce 12%. Between 50 and 60, another 12%. We are taxing that pancreas and the other organs so heavily that we are causing more of what you're referring to, doctor, the Crohn's diseases and the diverticulitis and colitises and the leaky gut syndromes and so on and so forth. The thing that is important that I really liked hearing from you was where you're talking about, you know, when we're consuming a food, and the example you used was the milk and the casein, if that isn't digested down, the body sees it as a foreign debris, therefore it causes this automatic immune reaction to take place. That same reaction is going to take place any time the body has anything that is not completely digested or broken down. And the reason I point that out is so often people think that, well, just because I'm eating a healthy diet, meaning grilled chicken instead of fried chicken, I'm going to be healthy. Grilled fish instead of fried fish. Oh, I'm going to be healthy. Baked potato instead of French fries. Those are smart choices, but even healthy, undigested foods are going to cause an immune reaction by the body because the body can't recognize undigested chunks of food. So that in itself is contributing to this big challenge that we're having of immune challenges. So, Doc, I know you and I could go on for hours and hours. I love doing this. Hey, and talking
one
about
more
this.
Comment, Chen, that I think will make this point or support the point. If you look at, you made that comment about the pancreatic enzymes and their inability to continue the production. Well, why is that? Why can't the pancreas make those enzymes? Well, guess what makes those enzymes? It's other enzymes. So it's other proteins. And if people are having a hard time with this concept, I think if you're over, you know, 40 years old or 50 years old and you look in the mirror and you see wrinkles, that's what you're seeing is the effect of changing proteins, because collagen is a protein in the skin. When it changes its structure, it loses its tensile strength, and you develop wrinkles. That's a sign of oxidative stress. It's a sign of changing protein structure. When you change the elastin protein that lines it and encircles and encases an artery, that's an elastic band that should stretch. And over the first 30, 40, 50 years of life, it's very flexible, very friable. But with time, with aging, with oxidative stress, with poor lifestyles, that protein changes. It doesn't stretch anymore. Now all of a sudden you're a 60-year-old in my office and I'm telling you that you have high blood pressure, and you're saying, no, I don't. I've never had high blood pressure. I've gone 50, 60 years without it. And I say, but oxidative stress has caught up with you. These proteins in your arterial lining, the elastin in particular, has been damaged. It's been structurally altered, and it won't stretch like it's supposed to, and this is the consequence. So I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I think if people are having a hard time understanding food enzymes, this same principle, this same physiology is happening everywhere in the body as we age.
Yeah. And I think all of it goes back to that very first comment or question that we started. You know, if every single food that God provided for us, if every single one of them is packed full of enzymes, who are we to say, let's only eat those foods after we've killed the enzymes? There's got to be so much emphasis and importance on those massive amounts of enzymes that we need to take a look back at. If we're going to choose to eat cooked and processed, we've got to supplement those enzymes back in there. Now, I'll be the first to say, guys, and I own an enzyme-based nutrition company. I know, Doc, you feel the exact same way. The best way is to eat raw foods, your fruits, your vegetables, your raw nuts, your raw fish, your things like that. That I will always promote. And if you were able to do that, you probably wouldn't need my products. But if you're not going to eat all raw, you need to replenish those very enzymes that are in all the foods that God created. Replenish them back into your daily diet so that it is able to at least break those nutrients down into a form the body can recognize, it can then burn, and use as energy, also referred to as metabolism. So one last question, Doc. We've got about 4 minutes here before we're going to wrap it up, and I'm going to go out on a limb here. Being an expert in the industry, which you are, you've seen a lot of stuff. I'm sure you've seen every supplement under the sun come through your office and over your desk and so on and so forth. What do you see being unique in the core health products, if anything? I know you've taken a look at them. We've had some great conversations, and I hope I'm not going too far out on a limb here asking you that, but what unique aspects do you see, if any?
Well, I think you all have done your homework extremely well, and one of the terms that you have in your product line is maximum enzyme delivery system. When you're presenting your food particles to the gut, your food to the wall of your gut, these enzymes require cofactors. And in part of my biochemistry days, when I'd have to recreate the Krebs cycle and the electron transport chain, we always had to know what the cofactors were, the key vitamin, the key mineral that was part of that enzyme to make it work optimally. And that's something that I think is unique with your product that makes it stand above the competitors, is because that's already incorporated in the product. So these enzymes that you're supplying have the right balance and the right proportions and the right amounts of these cofactors to allow it to catalyze the reactions the way they're supposed to. And many of the enzymes in this industry don't provide those. So I think that's probably what makes it unique and optimal.
Wow. Well, I thank you so much for sharing that. It's an honor to have your suggestions and your input on our products like that, and I look forward to working more and more together with you. Before we wrap it up with a closing, is there anything in particular that you'd like to share specifically with the listeners?
Well, I think just to reiterate what you and I talk about when we get together, that supplements supplement a healthy lifestyle. And the healthy lifestyle begins with nature's foods, as we've said. We touched on ionized water. That's an absolute key. It's very easy to drink water. And if you're going to drink water, you need to drink the highest quality water from an ionizer that has the best reputation, provides the best water, and that's with Enagic. And the other things that we often overlook are the power of our emotions and our thought processes and the belief systems. And this is something that I've really found fascinating, that our thoughts and our emotions and our relationships all affect our behaviors, which is what drive us to either make good choices or bad choices when it comes to foods and exercise and sleep and managing stress. So I always like to put this in context of the big picture. What we've talked about are food enzymes, raw foods, and ionized water. But let's not overlook the power of our minds and our belief systems. And one of the things I tell my students in my classes, the most important healing that may occur during your 12 weeks with me may not be that you understand how to supplement your body or you understand what foods to avoid or which ones to eat. It may be that you've made an apology or you've forgiven someone or you've forgiven yourself or you've made amends with a relationship or you've overcome an emotional hang-up or you've changed a thought process that's destructive. So health is so much more than the things that we talked about, but really when it comes down to the building blocks of our body, I think we covered that pretty well tonight. So I appreciate this opportunity, and for your listeners, I just would encourage them to follow along with what you're promoting and the message that you have been proclaiming, because I believe 100% in what you're talking about, and I think if people would follow the things we've discussed tonight, we would see our health reversed. We would not have a health crisis. We would not have this healthcare dilemma that we have.
Well, perfect word said right there, Doc. Again, we appreciate your time. I know I'm speaking on behalf of all the listeners that tonight has been a great learning experience, and we just appreciate so much your time. Folks, I will also say Dr. McKnight, he speaks at various events and locations across the United States. I know that he and I are both speaking at an event this coming weekend in Orlando. That's going to be a fantastic event. For more information on that, you can certainly go to our Facebook page, Facebook/ Core Health Products. He's going to be there. He's going to have his book there. So any of you that are planning on being there, make sure you pick that book up. Get him to autograph it for you, because I'm telling you, I believe that so much of what he writes in that book about the alkaline water, the ionized water, the microclustering, the studies that support it, how that's backed up by his knowledge of nutrition and so on and so forth is a great book of information for you. So we'll be at that one. And then I'm actually in November going to be in Edinburgh, Pennsylvania with Rob and Cindy Irwin and a bunch of their friends. I look forward to that on November 13th. What I was going to say, though, is, Doc, I don't want to overload you with emails or anything else. Anybody that wants to know when and where Dr. McKnight is speaking and at what event, feel free to email us here at info, that's I-N-F-O, at corehealthproducts.com, and we'll certainly do our best to make sure you all have, you know, where he's going to be and what event he's going to be at and how you have access to his materials. So, Doc, thanks again. I really do appreciate it. In closing tonight, as we always do, we always try and offer a special for those that joined us on the call. We've got a great number of people on this call. We're running it again here in about 15 minutes. But the special tonight is going to be real simple, folks. You go to corehealthproducts.com, and you can look at all the different products there and stuff. As I said, everything is directly extracted from whole living foods, plants, enzyme-based. We have enzymes in every one of our products. And any and all orders over $100 will get my newest book. Just came out with it, just finished it. We're going to be launching it this weekend in Orlando. talked all about nutrition, talks about alkaline water, ionization, talks about microclustering, how the alkaline water and nutrition go hand in hand, charts on enzymes, testimonials and endorsements from professional athletes on the back and so on. So anything over $100 will get a free copy of my book. Now here's the real special. All orders over $200 will get free shipping. They're going to get a copy of my book, but they're also going to get a free copy of Dr. McKnight's book, something that he wanted to make available to everybody. It's a free copy for you, and I think these books are selling for $20 at the event, so make sure that you have an opportunity to get that. All orders over $200 will get my book and Dr. McKnight's book and free shipping. So hopefully that is special enough for everybody. Great information there. Again, we're going to close it out. Doc, last words from you.
I just want to thank you, Shen. This has been a lot of fun. I hope to do it again sometime.
I'm going to hold you to that.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Thank you all to the listeners. We'll be back here. We're going to run this same exact call here in 15 minutes at the top of the hour. So if you have anybody that you want to listen in, get them to call in, same number. Thank you all very much. CoreHealthProducts.com. We'll see you out there. God bless, and we'll talk to you soon. Goodbye now.